The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Thursday, 9th day of July, 2020. And I've got Chris Hinckley with me on this hour. And the reason is, as I told him, I'm finding it very, very hard to contain myself. Now, when I say that, I've been angry for 3 months. And I mean angry, because I see what's going on here. I see what's being done, how it's being done, by what groups. Today, just as background noise, rather than putting on the news, up to including Fox News, which now they have the announcement, COVID's real, wear your mask. I've had enough of that. So I thought, let's pick something safe. Maybe the NFL Network and a replay of a football game. Well, that's playing in the background. I'm doing stories for the network and whatever else. And here it comes. Black Lives Matter. And four players that should be training or in training camp, they're sitting there talking about Black Lives Matter. And, of course, all-inclusive with everything else, and they're in flat denial. If you go to Black Lives Matter website, folks, if you go to the website, it's about free college education. It's about free this. It's nothing more than socialism redelivered. So here's my pronouncement for the day. NFL, you can go to hell. You can figure out how to pay your million-dollar babies on the field when your funds start to dry up and people are not sitting in the seats in your stadiums. I, for one, am now boycotting the NFL, and I will not watch even my loser Lions lose another year. That's it. Chris?
Yes, sir.
I've had it, man.
Like I said before, I resemble that remark very much. It's everything that you said. I am unmasked. I am improperly socially distanced and all of that kind of stuff. If you go out and talk to people, it seems that reality is still reality. But like you said, Fox bending in, NFL Network, ESPN is basically the Black Lives Matter network. It's you know, the zombie apocalypse is real.
And it's getting worse. Yeah. I want to play a short clip for you. Now, this is Texas. And I'm here to make the pronouncement here. Governor Abbott, enjoy your term as governor, because this will be your last.
My question before you play that clip is, why wait? Why wait till November? I'm wondering that for everybody. I mean, I'm not one to say go do this or that. I think that should be left to everyone's personal discretion. But these days, why wait?
People don't know what the hell to do. That's the problem.
Recall them. All of them.
Well, this has to do with Brooks County. And this is the actual TV station. Let me see. Channel 3 News. Okay. Brooks County to begin arresting those who test positive for the coronavirus and don't self-quarantine. Now, does that sound like an ultimatum to you?
That sounds very American. I mean, I just don't see what's wrong with that.
Well, here's their short report.
Caitlin's feed is back open in Austin.
Yeah, okay, I don't give a damn about that. And you get commercials. Can I skip ad? Thank you. Thank you very much.
And at least one county here in South Texas is adopting a tough posture in dealing with those who test positive for the virus but still refuse to self-quarantine. In Brooks County, the county attorney says anyone found to be doing that could be arrested. Our Mariah Gallegos has the story.
You just let folks know, look, if you're going to go out and endanger other people and we found out about it, we will process.
Brooks County Attorney David Garcia says the announcement comes after community members notified his office of seeing a few people who tested positive at grocery stores and businesses.
People have not really embraced the dangerousness of COVID-19. It's dangerous. It's killing people. And it's making people very sick. So either do it because you're concerned about others or do it because you'll be punished if you don't.
Garcia says if people continue to ignore the safety precautions now required in Brooks County, they could face legal action.
There's a number of statutes out there that can be used. So once you test positive, it's terrible. It's just that simple.
And while many residents support the idea of the announcement, some show concern.
If it scares a few people, more power to them if they can really do it.
Roxy Fuller, a Falfurrias resident, hopes the announcement will have an impact on the community. However, she fears it won't be as effective as it seems.
And now this is supposed to be their idea of a counter to what this prosecutor just said. And it's really not.
I don't see how something like that can be enforced. I don't know that they can.
Garcia and Fuller both agreeing it's up to everyone to follow the safety guidelines for the good of their neighbors.
Mm-hmm. This is the only way that we can prevent this disease is on an individual basis. We need to be responsible for our actions. And if we're not going to be responsible for our actions because we're trying to protect other people, well, then there's punishment for it, too.
This is a serious situation. And it's not going to go away if people don't stay apart and don't, stop partying.
Okay, enough of that. You see where that went, Chris?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, this is their idea of a fair and balanced story. And you don't have anybody within these news organizations bringing up the fact that this is not law. You can claim you have a statute. You can claim you have an ordinance. You can make claims on a bunch of different stuff. But show me the law.
Right.
Show me there is no law.
Right. And, that's been part of this whole fiasco since from the very beginning. The, I would say, unique aspect of how it's always rules. It's always, executive decree. It's always, some edict somewhere. And it's not law, but it's construed as law. And we've seen that in the administrative fourth branch forever. Substantive rules of conduct promulgated, they promulgate substantive rules of conduct presumed to have the force and effect of law, as folks like Ralph Winterode have reminded us. But here you have a situation where people are clearly treated like children, and these are rules or edicts, and they literally they roll them out like parents to children. And that people are not completely outraged and filing out into the streets and saying, the adults are stepping in now, and these psychopaths that are in office and the children that are their sycophants are done. We're done with all of this is astonishing to me. I can't believe that's not happening in every town and hamlet across the country.
Well, they're shell-shocked. If you take a look, and yet from our perspective, And I even related this to you. I'm getting real sick and tired of every single day getting on the air, countering their bags of bull crap, because mm-hmm. you can bet your bottom dollar they have more bags to unload on you tomorrow, the day after that, and for the foreseeable future. This is ram and jam and clog up the head.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, Event 201, flood the zone. And it's almost like if we do that, then we're feeding into an agenda of job security in a sense where you kind of the psychopathy of the malignant narcissist who feeds on that kind of toxic behavior. And, you know, if we're engaging in that at all, then they somehow get a charge out of that. That's kind of how it feels to me.
Well, there was even an article. I haven't posted it yet, but narcissists, psychopaths, and manipulators are more likely to engage in virtuous victim signaling.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I saw that one.
Yeah, and that's what's going on here. Everybody, it's like the 4th of July for these people shooting off bottle rockets.
Yeah.
They're signaling their wants and their wishes. And I am about ready to tell the next black person within earshot to me about Black Lives Matter and how this government is evil. Put it on a national stage and they'll back off from that. But all you got to do is rudimentary and cursory checking out of what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I'm about ready to tell these people, look, if you enjoy socialism, communism that much, why don't you go join your brothers in South Africa with the rest of the communists down there, and let's see how you fare down there.
Well, I would say that they are more wise to what's going on by and large than, and you know, in deference to them, because of the plight and persecution they've suffered, without the Disneyland experience, the benefit of the Disneyland experience that we've had here in America. There's a couple, the Cetros family, Cetros vlog on YouTube for those interested. You can go. And I was saying, do you think it's weird when all of the protests/riots erupted across the world at the same time that you have protests in Australia, but not in South Africa? I said, you know, is that curious to anyone? And if you go look at the Cetros blog video where they specifically addressed the question that was raised to them, you know, why are you guys not doing this? The whole world's doing it. Why not Africa? And they said, no, we're wise to that. We've been down this road before. We're not going to be drawn into that nonsense. So for them to say that, you know, us here to be drawn into this specious conflict is telling.
I don't know how to stop this because there is no leverage points on our side. We got the alternative. But the alternative media has been stopped short by how many different machinations here from getting to the general public. These creeps and creatures, they own the airwaves. I'll tell you what, I wasn't going to do this until next hour, but while you're here, Chris, I want to get your take on it. And this was entitled The Tribal Roots of Antifa. Did you capture this, Mike? Because once I play it, I guarantee it'll be off tomorrow on YouTube. And this is Dennis Prager.
Yeah.
And listen to the words that the man says. And this went out on a book review on C-SPAN 2. I was shocked. Sorry, we've got a little intro garbage going on here. Take a deep breath. We're going to deep six here.
Why are Jews on the left is a very, very complex question. And I could devote the hour to it, but I won't. So here in a nutshell. When Jews left Judaism, they stayed religious, but the religion that they affirmed tended to be any form of leftism rather than Judaism. This is not a condemnation, this is not an insult, it's a description. Jews have been taught by Judaism to make a better world. That is the message of the prophets. And if they weren't going to do it through monotheism, which is how we're supposed to do it, ethical monotheism, teach the world that God is the source of ethics and demands ethical behavior. They did it through secular ideologies. They rejected traditional religiosity, and so they accepted a new religiosity which was secular. Many people have described Marxism as secular messianism. Here's a disturbing statistic, though, and it is in my book. And it is not, I didn't come up with this. A professor, I believe, at Brandeis University did. The most pro-communist press in the 1930s outside of the Soviet Union or inside the United States was the Yiddish press. Jews took a new religion as a substitute for Judaism, and that was, you name it, feminism, environmentalism, Marxism, socialism, and for some even communism. But Jews love isms. Jews are to isms what Italians are to operas. They create new movements, and everyone will make this great world. And instead of using the religion that came with being Jewish.
Now, the next thing I'm going to play, and I'll have to turn this down because I will be the guy doing, the interpretation here. This is Vladimir Putin, okay, during a big press conference, and he is telling you the history of Russia and the first country to go communist and who was responsible for it. And, oh, by the way, the book burnings that are put up by the liberal press, and I'm being kind, the book burnings that took place in Berlin were books on communism, pamphlets on communism. The people that were spreading homosexuality, pornography, any type of antithetical to culture that you can think of was going on in Berlin. And of course they came out and said that Adolf Hitler was a book burner and he was an absolute dictator. No, he was burning the communist doctrine inside the border of his own country. Now here is, as I said, Vladimir Putin. Let me turn this down a little bit because, quite frankly, I don't speak Russian yet. Decision regarding nationalism at the library has been the first since the first Soviet Union government. And up to 80-85% of the first Soviet Union government members were Jews. And those Jews, guided by the false ideological thoughts, have been arresting and repressing followers of Judaism, Christianity, Islam, and the followers of other religions. They haven't made a difference. Thank God that those ideological blinkers and false ideological thoughts have collapsed. And here is Rabbi Ben Porat. He's asking the question, who founded the KGB? Jews.
He was holding in his hand the book
of... And I particularly love this one. I don't know the guy's name, but it's on the Torah channel. And there's some chatter in the background, but he makes the admissions that I'm sure. And how can I be called anti-Semitic when I'm taking the words of Jews and just passing them along?
Adolf Hitler, Yimach Shemo, Mankind, translated to Hebrew. And he started to read from the book, Why Hitler Hated Jews. You're not going to believe it. What is the main reason he hated the Jews and decided that they must die? Who knows what's the reason?
Torah.
Huh?
Because when he was a kid, the Jews used to call him a bastard.
No, it's not written in his book.
He got hate.
It's not written in his book, or at least I didn't hear that it's written in his book. I never read it. But according to what he was reading from his book,
I think that he didn't respect the fact that they didn't follow what they were supposed to follow.
No, you're very close.
Something like that. I don't remember.
He wrote in his book, the Jews are the bigger threat. Why? Because they are communist. They are anti-God. They are the enemies of God. Well, the Jews that he knew, most of them, that's what they were. And he started to describe how they made the revolution in Russia. And
hello. Oh. Wow. Chris, that expose I did, 10 hours, 5 days, 2 hours each day.
Yeah.
That whole recitation, that was nothing but the Jews themselves revealing the truth. Not my words, not a cut and paste, not I'll take this and rearrange it to my own thinking. No, I was reciting exactly what they were saying.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. Chris, consider people that don't get a daily dose of sanity and the real facts and the truth behind stuff. Imagine what their psyche is like right now.
Oh, yeah. Complete disorientation.
Complete and utter.
Yeah, and that is not by accident. Amazing Pauly St. George did a great video titled, "Is This Torture?" And it's a rhetorical question. This is a form of trauma-based mind control. And the disorientation is very deliberate, very intentional.
And who are the people that run everything that we read, see, and hear? By the way, Colin Kaepernick got a payday. Oh, he got a paycheck, but not from an NFL team looking for a quarterback. It came from Disney World.
By the way, speaking of Disney World, what is the history of Disney World? There was that help that Walt Disney got from, the CIA. Anyway.
Well, dear Walter, he can't defend himself. He's been long reposed in the ground. But I don't...
Well, cryogenically speaking, not entirely, but yeah.
Well, he's going to be real sorry when he wakes up and all of his cells have been exploded by being frozen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to enjoy that too much. But, you know, what do you... And here again, Disney World or Disneyland or whatever, Disney. Yeah. I mean, where its moniker is a damn mouse. I mean, seriously? I mean, every corporation, everybody's jumping in on the Black Lives Matter thing, and they don't even realize what they're jumping on board with.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm glad you sort of dovetailed into the other stuff, which there are so many other resources, you know, Frankfurt School, Cultural Marxist, Weather Underground, you know, the Bolsheviks, basically, the Bolshevik Revolution, political Zionism, revisionist Zionism, the World Revolutionary Movement. But speaking of Black Lives Matter, if I just mention from their website, still, I'm surprised they haven't revised this yet, but can I just read a couple of things?
Oh, please.
So it's no mystery at this point that if you go to, just for starters, if you go to the donate button, that takes you to Act Blue, which is a 501c3 nonprofit, which helps the, you know, keep the plantation alive, basically. If folks go to opensecrets.org, they can see for themselves, just type in Act Blue, go look at Act Blue contributions to federal candidates in the 2020 cycle, you'll see that Bernie, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, these kinds of campaigns have received funds from the Act Blue so-called charity to the tune of hundreds of millions. This is what donations to Black Lives Matter
go to. What? Okay, but you left out the part, what is Act Blue for? That's supposed to be donations.
Act Blue is basically a proxy. Yeah, it's
What is it supposed to be for? Not what it is, but what's it supposed to be for?
Well, it's the payment processing arm of Black Lives Matter. So when you go to blacklivesmatter.com and you click on that blue donate button up in the upper right-hand corner, it takes you off of blacklivesmatter.com to Act Blue. And so it takes you to secure.actblue.com, and it acts, this charity acts as the payment processing arm.
And where is that money going?
That's my whole point. So you can scroll down to the bottom of the page that you're taken to from that donate button that says Act Blue Charities is a qualified 501c3 tax exempt organization, and donations are tax deductible to the full extent allowed under the law. Before I go to Open Secrets, you can also go to joebiden.com, official campaign website for Joe Biden, joebiden.com, and you will see at the top of the page, if you haven't been there before, if you have, clear your cookies, you'll see that little box that says Leadership Matters, we need to elect Joe Biden, blah, blah, blah. And there's a widget, a donate widget there, and you can see at the top right-hand corner of that widget, it says secured by Act Blue. So literally, maybe Joe Biden's right. You know, if you're not voting for Joe Biden, you're not black, because Black Lives Matter uses Act Blue payment processing, and so does Joe Biden, I guess. Maybe
okay,
that's
how about this for some political blowback? There's a lot of blacks in this country that don't want to be associated with Antifa or Black Lives Matter because right. They're exposing themselves for what they really are. And Politically speaking, the only thing that's doing is chasing people over to the Trump camp.
Yeah, but yeah, that's an interesting little deal too. So before I read from blacklivesmatter.com, actually, again, you can go to opensecrets.org and enter, you can type Act Blue in the little search box there, Act Blue, all one word, no space, and You can see the summary for Act Blue, which is a super PAC and political action committee, and see that they've received an enormous amount of money just in this cycle, $1.5 billion now. And we'll mention some of the recipients of those funds if you want in the next segment.
Does it include the Democrat Party?
Extensively, yeah.
Uh-huh. So people that are donating to Black Lives Matter are donating to Joe Biden that couldn't
Absolutely.
Get elected on Pluto.
Yep.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John.
Chris, during the break, that part that I was playing about Prager from Prager University, and the Russian is trying to hack America's election, Vladimir Putin. No, he didn't. Very next screen that pops up is from Alexander Solzhenitsyn. And
perfect.
He was a Nobel Prize winner and patriot. He says, without Jews, there would never have been Bolshevism. For a Jew is nothing more insulting than truth. In other words, you know, they just don't like the truth. The bloodthirsty Jewish terrorists have murdered 66 million in Russia from 1918 to 1957. But yet, here we are being crammed and jammed still to this day that 6 million Jews were killed in Germany, which was a damn lie, and that even the Red Cross, right at the cessation of hostilities, well, the official cessation of hostilities in Germany, and there were more than 1.5 million German prisoners of war that were starved to death. okay? This is true history. And how are you ever going to get history or any knowledge about anything? We're into our ists and isms here in the Jewish-controlled media in this country. Here is a big surprise, folks. And this is not going to stop. My point about this, Chris, they'll have more bags full, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, more bags full tomorrow, the day after that. I mean, even Fox News, anybody that thinks that Fox News is conservative anymore, don't watch anything more than Tucker Carlson then. Because if you watch that, they're interweaving this COVID crap right in there, and they're part of the propaganda program themselves.
Yeah. I think Laura Ingraham has done a pretty good job lately. Sean Hannity even has his moments, but by and large, absolutely. And I'm not necessarily, I'm no fan of Roger Ailes per se, but I think while he was alive, there was something different, something unique about what was going on.
Well, it was. I mean, here was the guy that started the most successful news that has ever been, Fox News. Roger Ailes, he was a little bit of a womanizer, that's for sure. He's gotten sued over it, that's for sure. Nobody's denying that.
Yeah.
But he retired, and his two socialist slash communist sons have taken over Fox News. So how long did people really expect Fox News to be a repository of conservatism?
Yeah, instead of a suppository of propaganda.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's and you know, speaking of that, when Glenn Beck was there 10 years ago was when things really, I think, started to shift in his career. And he went from just kind of an agent provocateur to, he went through an interesting experience, which I still point folks to. And I don't know, I'm sort of wondering lately if Tucker Carlson isn't about to be put out to pasture.
Well, there's no room for truth or anything of a conservative nature because everything is up for grabs right now. Yeah. And I've said this repeatedly, Chris, that people's perception, whatever they perceive, becomes their reality. You know, Mike said, the board op here said something very interesting to me today. He says, if you didn't have the propaganda coming by way of your local news, your national news, and you were just Joe Blow from Kokomo, any town USA, walking around, would you know that this faked plandemic, the COVID-19 crisis, even existed?
Right, exactly. And that's what I meant by if you go outside, reality still seems to be reality. I've actually talked to some folks in some towns. I've mentioned Whitefish, Montana, for example, in some of my recent broadcasts, and I've seen local, you know, so-called news, some stories that cover it, it's a small place, and you can, if you go there and talk to people, you can get a pretty good feel for what's going on. I mean, Whitefish, Montana is basically a street that's about two blocks long. That's the majority of Whitefish, Montana. And so I feel like you can get a pretty good pulse for what's going on. And if you read the articles in the Whitefish Pilot, for example, you get a completely different take than what you hear talking to people. And I was sort of watching one of the city council meetings they held earlier this week. Same thing. They tell you in the press, you know, business owners are overwhelmingly in support of a mandatory mask initiative and people should be punished and all of that. And you talk to people on the street or in businesses that are working in those businesses, it's the opposite of that. And they even said in the city council meeting, you know, we have all of these, you know, we've received all of these emails, overwhelmingly business owners say this, but here when people show up at the city council meeting, overwhelmingly they say, we don't want that. So, you know, it's reality with your eyes and ears versus, you know, the opposite of reality if you're believing this other stuff.
Well, and you heard what this prosecutor
yeah
in South Texas said, And folks, if you're not familiar with how laws are made, bills are proposed, your state legislature makes amendments or votes on the bill up or down in its current state, doesn't matter. Point is that it's introduced, modified, debated, and then passed on through the House. That's the way you make law. This other crap is coming from the administrative state, which is not constitutional. Okay? Let's get this thing straight. This is pointing out a lot of things we've talked about over the years, and they're now using it as a weapon to wield against us. And if they tell you that there's a city ordinance or there's a city statute, that is not a law. Mm-hmm. And that's challengeable. But here's the problem. As in Round Rock, Texas, as well as many other cities across this country, the administrators have told business owners that, look, you're going to follow the protocol. You're going to follow our policy and our guidelines, or you're not going to be in business. And if we find out you're in violation of this, we will pull your business license, effectively punishing you, putting you out of business for not following our policy, which is not law, which is not constitutional.
Yeah, and add into that the contact tracing that's going on around the country, where we're hearing that people are saying, well, you know, if people will not capitulate to being, you know, to this contact tracing nonsense and saying, you know, these are the people that I was around, then we will punish you by jail time and fines of up to like $2,500 per day.
Wait a minute. Didn't they say the same thing about Obamacare? No, you can keep your health provider if you want. You know, right. Whatever works for you, you know, that's fine. Oh, this will reduce right. health cost. No, it won't. Because the very same people that wrote the Affordable Care Act were insurance lawyers.
And this is the danger. Speaking of socialism, since before the 2016 election in particular, I have been shouting from the rooftops about Hayek's Road to Serfdom and how he makes the brilliant point that it all starts with planning. And planning leads to execution, literally and figuratively. Historically, you know, it's a short trip from Hayek to Solzhenitsyn, so to speak, and the Gulag Archipelago. But Hayek makes the brilliant point that, you know, he, in chapter 2, The Great Utopia, he reminds us that Henry de Saint-Simon, the first of the planners, the technocrats, even said that those who did not obey his proposed planning boards would be treated like cattle. And we all know, anybody who's been to a city council meeting and has been especially to these sustainability cliques and things like that, that's how you're treated. You're treated like cattle and dismissed. And the planners come in and slowly but surely, you know, the planners come in and the continuum works like this. First, there's plans. Someone says, well, that's too far. That's heavy handed. I'm not willing to go, you know, that far. The next person comes in and says, well, we'll do that. We'll execute those plans and then we'll make plans, but we won't go any further. Or maybe they run out of time and are replaced and so on until eventually, you know, we've planned ourselves to death, quite literally, historically.
Well, if you take a look at what the American people have been subjected to and the carefully edited truth that they're allowed to hear through the mainstream media. And this is prior to 2016. This is prior to Donald Trump throwing his hat in the ring. What did we have? We had global warming. It's going to be the end of civilization. And then we had the Russia hoax. Vladimir Putin and his boys were in there trying to rig the American elections. And then came the COVID crisis. And then came Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And then we'll jump back to the COVID crisis. Then we'll jump back to the BLM Antifa. Then we'll use global warming. And oh, by the way, it looks like the ne'er-do-wells in the media are going, okay, well, it looks like Vladimir Putin's at it again. It's just, we have been under a barrage of absolute bull, capital S with a hit, for more than 5 years. Constant. Yeah. Daily. Yeah. On and on. And Chris, I'll be honest with you, man. I'm tired of getting up here every single day and refuting their bull crap.
Yeah. So the documentation of the torture techniques that Pauli St. George referred to in that video is this torture, rhetorically speaking. One of the main documents is a report from the National Defense Intelligence College back in 2006 titled Educing Information, Interrogation Science and Art, Foundations for the Future. And they cite a Kubark report, which is a Kubark is a cryptonym for the CIA. And the CIA identified as one of the techniques of torture and interrogation back in the 60s, this Alice in Wonderland, The Power of Applied Confusion. And Richard Grannon did a good video on this a while back, but from the first report that I mentioned, Educing Information, Interrogation, Science, and Art, they quote the Kubark report, and this is just a paragraph from that. It says, Alice in Wonderland, The Power of Applied Confusion. The aim of the Alice in Wonderland or confusion technique is to confound the expectations and conditioned reactions of the interrogatee. He is accustomed to a world that makes sense, at least to him, a world of continuity and logic, a predictable world. He clings to this world to reinforce his identity and powers of resistance. The confusion technique is designed not only to obliterate the familiar, but to replace it with the weird. As the process continues day after day as necessary, the subject begins to try to make sense of the situation, which becomes mentally intolerable. He is likely to make significant admissions, and then they go on to talk about how one of the coping mechanisms to this derangement and fatigue is to, regression is a part of that concept of regression. And then this additionally, it says complying voluntarily for such cases less threatening and may be regarded by them as less shameful than losing control completely over their actions. So basically it's, you know, they talk about Stockholm syndrome, which explains why when you tell people this is what's going on, they seem to more vehemently oppose you and more adamantly defend their kidnapper, so to speak, because they're, you know, they've been victimized and traumatized by this Alice in Wonderland mechanism and traumatized by it and trying to make sense of all of this, they end up actually gravitating towards Stockholm syndrome. So again, it's not by accident.
Keith Rogers sent this over via Skype. He says, if countless people were in lockdown, then in efforts to open the country back up, they now are saying that the COVID-19 cases have soared in so many states. Where was the alleged virus hiding? Then why weren't during the prior lockdown, weren't the hospitals inundated before the efforts to open this or other countries up with those same sick who now appear to be infecting everybody?
Right.
It's kind of worded a little bit weird, but I think you get the point here. They're testing. And using these, the tests themselves are 50-80% inaccurate. And because you may test for Corolla virus, I call it.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean you're infected. This could be a common cold. But again, we were told all this lockdown's not going to last very long. We've been in this mode for 4 months now. It's 100 degrees down here in Texas. We're in the summer. Flu does not spread during the hot months of summer, but this is going to slide conveniently into fall, and then we're going to see the same crap pulled this fall as we saw this past year. Or I'm sorry, since January of this year. It's not going to stop. Let me take some calls here before I chew and eat my own tongue.
And the irony is, again, if you go outside right now, it's reality. Like you said, there. I mean, I don't know anyone who's sick or knows anyone who's sick.
I haven't met anybody that's had the flu. In these last 4 months, I have not met one person that had the flu. Not one.
Yeah. If social distancing works so well, what happened in New York? Why are 2/3 of the cases from people in lockdown? If masks work so well, then why weren't we using it when 1.6 million people died of tuberculosis a couple of years ago?
Well, that what's that character's name that does the Steve Ducey or whatever his name is? I call him douchebag.
Doug?
I just saw a commercial today. Wear your mask. You know, it's from the CDC. Wear your mask. Dude, it's time to grab what benefits you've had, all the money you've made off of Fox News. Go home, retire. Do everybody favor.
Right. Yeah.
Retire. Yeah.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Mark in Western New York. Hello, Mark.
Good evening. It's regarding YouTube videos that keep getting pulled. Appeal to your listeners to do some homework. The Greatest Story Never Told. It's up there now. If you use the filters in YouTube for recent upload, you get the full 6+ hours, the true story of what happened over in Germany prior to the World War II. It's well worth the time invested in certainly would enhance what you were talking about earlier.
And Mark, there is a lot of truth in that. I watched the entire series, and I told people that I urged to watch it. I said, even if it was half propaganda, even if it was half, which it isn't, but even if it were, it'd be well worth watching because you're going to learn stuff that you have never heard before. Because there's been certain groups of people scrubbing the medias, scrubbing the internet of all history. Just as you're seeing Black Lives Matter or Antifa or pulling down statues now, George Washington wasn't any good. We're burning flags on the 4th of July in front of the White House. These people hate America and everything it stands for. I'm just astounded. And I'm watching a bunch of people. Now, a sword cuts both ways. These people want an engagement. As a matter of fact, this dishonest coverage of racism is designed to do one thing, and that's to instigate conflict and violence. Now we're starting to see Black Lives Matter, the rogue, culturally deficient, knuckle-dragging asshats, now shooting people. I don't see any white militias out there shooting anybody. Black conservatives in this country are going, what the hell happened to Martin Luther King? All this stuff, Mark, has been thrown down the memory hole. And that's where they plan on keeping it, except for one thing. We're still alive and kicking. We still have venues that we can reach the public with. But this is not mainstream. And, Mark, I've had a lot of people over the years bitching and complaining about people in this country and why they're so stupid. Their education, it's been bred out of them. It's been bred out of them for the last 70 years. And we wonder why the general public of America is so damn stupid.
That's right.
Mark, I thank you for your call, sir.
That is a documentary, too.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay. The other thing was Dreams of My Real Father, filter by upload date. You'll get the full...
I can't hear him. Mike,
video.
Would you turn him up, please? I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead. Say that again.
It's probably the phone. The Dreams of My Real Father, search YouTube on recent uploads in the filters, and you'll find the full in its entirety.
All right, Mark, I've got to run. Thank you for your call. Dave in Michigan, you're going to have to hold over. Mark took a little bit longer. I was going to try to squeeze you in here before the end of the hour. Chris Hinckley, can you stick around for a few more minutes?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Sure thing.
All right, let's take top of the hour break here, folks. I'm the one that's been urging calm, and I had better start setting the example because I'm having a hard time doing it, just like you are out there. And I've been urging people for calm. Let these assets keep doing what they're doing. We have no other choice. But a lot of the people, brain dead zombies in this country, are even starting to get it. Let's break. We'll be back in two.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.